Good morning and welcome to Mater Dei Radio. This is Dina Marie, and I have an opportunity this morning to speak with some of our seminarians at the North American College in Rome. It's been a blessing to be able to send some of our seminarians who are studying here for the Archdiocese of Portland to spend some of their time there in Rome with their studies. And Justin Echevarria is with us, and many of us know him from the Beaverton area. And so we're grateful to have him join us a little bit for this afternoon. Good afternoon. Good morning, Justin. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Well, it is the Lenten season, and what a great opportunity for you men there in Rome to take advantage of the time there. I just want to have you open with giving us a sense of what it's been like just this last year as we approach the new year and a transition time for you guys in terms of preparing for diaconate ordination. Tell us a little bit about your own process, your prayer life, your study, and what's been going on.
Yeah, so, well, first of all, pandemic-wise, it's been nice to see restrictions starting to be lifted. I mean, now, you know, we're outside in the fresh air, don't have to wear a mask, and it's wonderful to see the tourists coming back and the pilgrims, the crowds, so that when we do things like the station churches, most of the churches we can have as many people as we can, only a handful, very select handful. It's first come, first serve, and only, 30 can come. But it's just great to see those full again. From not just seminarians, but even also other religious and lay. So it's really been a blessing to see that. This is the third year of theology. And from the moment we entered, Brent and I, when we did our retreat in the beginning of the year, near the city in a place called Rocca di Papa, before we began our silence, the priest who was leading the retreat told us, very simply, this is a big year for you guys. This is a very big year for you. And he was right. I mean, in a way it feels, especially as you go into theology, as you progress over time, you realize, oh, the ordination is coming a lot closer. And sometimes you're kind of in that mix of, I'm ready in terms of a desire, I want this, but at the same time, you're like, oh, I'm Justin. I have my flaws. Oh, no, I'm not fully ready. But that's when you entrust it, all your cares to the Lord. I mean, especially, this year, our formation has been very much catered to preparing for orders. Recently in our formation conferences, we've been going through, went through the rite of funerals. Then we'll go through marriage and baptism. And we'll probably very soon do a practica for baptism and marriage in particular. We've been doing less homilies this year, but they've been very specific. So just kind of continuing and advancing in that. And as Brent had mentioned, we're coming to our evaluations, which, as he said, this is the big one, so to speak. This is where you go in with the whole formation staff is there, and just you're ready to see how they evaluate you, and hopefully they recommend you. And you know, God willing, I can petition to Archbishop Sample for a reception of orders so that Brent and I together could be standing at the altar of St. Peter's Basilica with all our brothers to be prepared to be ordained deacons. It's crazy to think it's less than 7 months away, God willing.
Absolutely. Brent had talked a little bit about the stations, and just give us a sense of approaching the Lenten season this year. I just think in your transition year, how powerful these few weeks of these 40 days, right, that we're following Jesus in the desert. What is your approach, Justin, to these 40 days of Lent?
I think actually my approach kind of started during our fall semester final exam period, where I was praying a lot Lord, help me get through this exam. And I was sensing, I was getting almost like that whisper, kind of like in the story of Elijah, where he could only hear the voice of God. God wasn't in the thunder. He wasn't in the fire. He was in the whisper of the heart. And I could feel that sense of, trust me, it's going to be okay, Justin. And it went beyond just, okay, we'll trust you to get me through this exam. I think it was really a preparing for further deepening of that trust, especially interiorly, to open myself up to the Lord, to trust further in him, to really surrender to him for Lent, because this is a journey we're preparing for. Of course, the Paschal mystery of the death and resurrection of our Lord, and especially in this context this year preparing for orders. It's okay, I'm in the desert, I'm in a journey, and it should probably be, you know, Jesus, you and I gotta talk and be together and help me prepare, preparing this. So, you know, cooperating with whatever graces that I need, and maybe things that I need and I don't know yet. And the Lord's like, okay, I'm gonna help you along this journey. So even in the mornings, we get up very early to go to the station church. So even just physically, you're feeling like I am on a journey.
And I wanted to ask you, Justin, just about the power of community in discerning a vocation. It's not just you and God. I mean, the church discerns you, but also there's this community that supports the discernment for each of us in our vocation. And just being in Rome with the North American College, the other seminarians there, your professors, the faculty, you know, how has that community supported you on your formation process?
Well, actually, I have to thank Brent for this. Actually, our first year of finals, he put on for the community the HBO series Band of Brothers, so that every evening for 10 days, we would watch one episode. And it seemed to strike a lot of guys, definitely struck me, the sense, the power of brotherhood amidst the trial. Really, because when you come over here, it's intimidating. You're an American living, you know, abroad, and you learn to hug the cross a little tighter. And to lean on your brothers more, guys who are there to help guide you, and maybe you help guide them as well. We're leaning on each other, and formation, you know, they desire from us, of course, openness, because they want to help us. You know, they want to help, guide us, form us, in the best way that they can as well. And we cooperate, of course, with them, to become better, just better men overall. But also, God willing, better priests for the people of God in the universal church, of course. And you can feel that in Rome with the international students, but also in that, you know, in that corner of the world, that's the Archdiocese of Portland and Oregon.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. And Justin, we just have another moment, but just your message for us back home, for your own prayer community, your family, but how would you like to ask us to support you, to support Brent and your brothers there in the North American College for these final few months?
Yeah, I mean, definitely keep us in prayer, particularly asking, I mean, all the prayers we can get, we would definitely appreciate. Asking the intercession of Our Lady, asking all the saints, because I know many of my brothers, we all have various confirmation saints, so I'm sure we could use the whole, you speak of community, so we could use the community of saints, Our Lady, Saint Joseph, in particular. I know my mother especially has a great devotion to him, and I've grown closer to him too. Just pray for us, and please invoke the name of the saints. We need all hands on deck. We are all the church together as one family.
Yeah, we are all the church. Well, we will continue to pray for you, Justin. God bless you, and God bless you and all of the men there during this Lenten season. We'll look forward to seeing you back home very soon. So thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.